This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Welcome everyone to today's ILTA podcast entitled How Collaboration Between Finance and IT Creates a Successful Work Environment. My name is Jarmila Pensikova. I'm a Director of Finance at Oslo Haskin & Harcourt, and I'm also the ILTA's Practice Management Content Coordinating Team member, and I will be your moderator today. I'm pleased to be joined by our speakers today, Jason Thomas, Chief Information Officer, and Ed Aguero, Chief Financial Officer, both from a firm Cole, Scott, and Cassane. Ed and Scott, thank you so much for participating. And so let's start with some questions. So Ed, you as a CFO, what are your expectations from your IT department?
I think what I look for in the IT department is a collaboration between Jason and I when we can start projects, schedule projects, and obviously how we're going to fund them. In a timely fashion. Those are the top three things I try to work with him on.
So Jason, you as a chief information officer, what are your expectations from your finance department?
Communication from the beginning, whether it's implementing technology or just in general, I think it's always good to be in constant communication with finance and where what's going on in the business and what they're looking forward to, what they want to do for the year or for the future.
Okay, great. So have you been successful in building a strong relationship between these two groups?
I think we have. We've been together for a little bit over 3 years now. And I think our collaboration really came through last year, right prior to COVID. You know, in early March, we had a conversation about some of the things we thought we might need if this thing became an issue where people had to work from home. And we sort of, Jason had a wish list. We made sure the money was there and green-lighted everything he wanted. And I think by the end of March, correct me if I'm wrong, Jason, we had about 80% of our people working from home, which is roughly 1,000 employees, as the pandemic started. I think we were a little bit ahead of the curve because we were in Hurricane Alley. But I think, you know, by, you know, me tabling all some things I wanted to do, foregoing my capital dollars, I gave everything I had I could to Jason, and, you know, the firm didn't miss a beat in 2020. And without that collaboration or that relationship, I think we would have had much more greater challenges last year.
What about you, Jason? Do you think you've been successful in building a strong relationship?
100%. It's been refreshing, actually, based on prior experiences in different companies. I think we have a pretty unique relationship where we are in constant communication. And as Ed mentioned, you know, whether it's him having to set aside certain projects or table something to help on the IT side, or if it's me tabling something on the IT side for Ed and on the finance side, we have a good understanding. And it's at the end of the day, it's not really about us. It's what's going to make business successful ultimately. I think we've really established a really good connection there and have an understanding there.
Okay, perfect. So can you share some of the best practices or success stories that others may use within their own firm? So let's start with Ed.
Well, I think the one thing Jason and I do together, we make a zero-based budget where all his needs are for the coming year. We do the budgetary process. You know, we go over all his software subscriptions. We go over, you know, IT security expenses, staffing expenses. We kind of map that out. So it's a significant percent of our revenue. So we work together to make sure he has everything he needs. So I have an understanding of what the dollar commitments are. And he obviously has all the things he needs to do to lawyers can have the network they need to.
Okay. What about you, Jason?
I think what's important is on the IT side, it's not just about the technology or something or a cool piece of technology. I think in order to be successful in an organization, IT really needs to be involved or have a relationship on the finance side to understand how they work and ultimately how the business works. And I think there's a hesitation sometimes in different organizations' environments to not want anything to do with that. And while finance and accounting are not my favorite topics or favorite things to talk about, I think, again, what's made us successful is I understand the business, I understand the finance side of it. So that's how we're able to make both of us as well as the business successful, so that you know, there's a good relationship and understanding there. And it's also really, you know, if once you know all that, it's much easier to get things that you want or things approved that will make processes and workflows more efficient within the business. That now, once you have an understanding of that, I think IT should be really involved. They don't need to know the day-to-day stuff, but they should know how the operations work.
Do you have any examples of, for example, projects other than the budgeting that both the finance and IT work together?
Sure. I think one of the projects that we can talk about is how we changed our time entry system to iTimekeep early last year. You know, when Jason and I came into the firm, Jason presented the project to me. I had some other ideas that I thought we should go in a different direction. And then after about, I'd say, a year and a half of working with the vendor and Jason working very closely with them, this iTimekeep was going to meet our needs. Now, ironically, we bought this software in late 2019, and we were going to roll it out in March of 2020. A little thing called COVID delayed that process, and we couldn't really do the rollout we wanted. However, we still marched forward because with the help of IT, they had some software where we actually made small videos how to use the software. So our folks started improving their time entry system. And in fact, fast forward a year later to now, folks are entering their time on average a week sooner than they were a year ago at this time. And we did this as the pandemic started. So this is a situation we worked very closely together where I was on one end of the spectrum when I first got here, he was on another end. We kind of met in the middle. We worked with the vendor and we rolled out this piece of software at a very interesting time, to say the least. And now we fast forward a year, people love it. So I think that's one that we collaborated on. I think we did a good job, in my opinion.
Okay, great. So I think those are my questions for today. So thank you very much, Ed and Scott, for your time. And of course, thank you very much for the audience for tuning in today. Thank you and have a great day, everyone.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.